11:17 a.m.
That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 where you live, which means it is time for the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. You know me. My name is Tobe. I'm your host and chairman. And what am I doing right now? Well, I am just sitting here watching a replay of yesterday's NASCAR race because I didn't manage to watch it yesterday on Sunday because there was just way too much other sports going on this weekend. I must have had the best sports weekend I've had, well, this year, this calendar year. Oh, it was so great. I watched English Premier League football all day and Bundesliga football all day, and there was racing on, and then at night there was rugby sevens on, and then super late at night there was live rugby league from Australia. It was the Rabbitohs versus the Bondi Junction Roosters. That's a suburb of Sydney, I think. Don't quote me on that. Not Bondi, Bondi. Bondi Junction, like Bondi Beach. Anyway, that was a great game. It was all Rabbitohs the first half. It was awesome. Rugby league is kind of strange for me just because I'm so used to watching rugby union, which is, of course, what sevens is based on. I wonder if anybody ever tried doing rugby sevens for league. That kind of doesn't make much sense, but I suppose it could be done if you wanted to be weird about it. And you know me, I always want to be weird about it. So it was a great sports weekend. Now I'm just catching up, vegging out a little bit, and watching the race. We're on lap 91 of 267. This race is taking place in Las Vegas, and Brad Keselowski is currently leading with Joey Logano about 3/4 of a second behind. Where are my M&Ms? Where's my M&Ms car of Kurt Busch? Of Kyle Busch. They're showing Kurt Busch right now. Kyle Busch is currently in 12th. Okay, that's good. He was way back in the back before, so that means he's moving up. I don't watch these too closely. I just like to have them on, and then I come into the room every once in a while and see where we're at. But I'm sitting down, and I'm trying to relax. I kind of don't feel good today, but geez, when do I ever feel good? Never. Maybe we should listen in on this for a little while and see if we can get some NASCAR action going.
Or more down. You know what I like, Mike? 4 of the top 9 cars are 25 years or younger. 4 of the top 9, 25 years or younger. We got some young drivers out here that are hungry.
It's a great talent for the future of this sport. And present right now.
Jimmy Johnson is the old man in the crowd.
He's the old man. I love it.
And we've gone to yellow flag.
We just passed the stop, the start-finish line. This is a huge break for Matt Kenseth. Kenseth had made a pit stop under green 10 laps before the rest of the leaders because of that vibration. Now the caution may put him on the same cycle as everybody else on the lead lap.
I think it's also a huge break for Kurt Busch.
And you know what the debris is? That's right. Somebody threw their water bottle out the window, and now it's laying on the track. Oh, we gotta throw a yellow flag. Okay, well, if you don't want to have yellow flags, stop throwing your stuff out the windows. But they do it on purpose. Heck, I remember one race a couple years ago when Robbie Gordon was still allowed to race in NASCAR. God, I hate that guy. He's such a cheater. He needed a yellow flag so badly one time he threw one of his gloves out the window, got the yellow flag, and then they busted him. And now Jeff Gordon's talking about throwing stuff out the windows. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, but apparently, the problem here is they always throw stuff out the windows, and it's not usually a problem. But the wind in Las Vegas today is apparent, or yesterday is apparently super, super strong, and so it's just blowing stuff back up onto the track, and apparently that's a hazard for cars that drive this fast. Oh, I want to drive one of these. I want to steal one of these and then go drive it on the interstate. 200 miles an hour. Get the hell out of my way. I never get to drive as fast as I want, so maybe I'll just have to become a NASCAR driver. Well, of course, due to the yellow flag, then everybody comes into the pits and they get their tires changed and they get some new gas. And, you know, I wish I could fill up my car with gas that fast. It only takes about, geez, like 8 seconds. Yeah, and the only reason I want that is because it gets cold here and I hate standing outside when in the winter and freezing my hands when I'm pumping gas. And also, why does it take 3 hours to get my tire changed at, like, the tire place? And these guys can change a tire. They can change 4 tires in 14 seconds. That's an average of 3.0 seconds per tire. Call it 4 seconds. Round up. Oh, if I could change my tires in 4 seconds, that'd be awesome. Of course, I'd have to get me some air tools. I need to get an air ratchet, because I love those things. And all the lug nuts are off in 2 seconds. Air tools are fun. Really should have more air tools. Oh, and guess who just decided to walk in here? Somebody who's fluffy. What are you doing? What's you doing, baby Gingins? You want to come over here and be on the radio? Do you want to be a radio kitty? I know you don't. Okay. You sure you don't want to come in here and be radio kitty? Mew. I know what you're thinking. I know you want to jump up there, but kitties aren't supposed to go up there. Remember? Kitties like to be closer to the ground. If you want to jump up, you can jump up on your shelf. You want to jump up on your shelf over here? Yeah, she's thinking bad thoughts. I know what you're thinking. I can read your kitty brain. I know what you're doing. You wants to come over here and be a radio kitty instead? And the great thing is, due to the pit stops, Kyle Busch has managed to gain a whole bunch of places, and somehow he's now in third place? Fourth place? Jeez, they must have gained half a dozen spots or more. That's awesome. And he's driving the M&M's car, but it's the retro M&M's car, so that early 70s M&M's stuff is painted on him instead of the good modern M&M's. What people don't realize is back in the day, M&M's weren't great. There were no red ones. There were no blue ones. There were no... Oh, and we almost had a wreck there. I love watching NASCAR. I don't know why. But for some reason now I'm hungry for M&M's. I don't... can't imagine why that is, but I don't have any here. I am not, however, going to go buy any M&M's. I don't want any that bad. Alright, the race is going to commercial, so that means I gotta check all of my other sports channels to make sure I'm not missing any important football, and know every single sports channel. Wait, I gotta do this one. I gotta check 47. Everything is on college basketball. Women's college basketball. Men's college basketball. Oh, this sports channel is golf. Why can't they just keep that on the golf channel and let us have normal people sports on the sports channels? And on the last sports channel is... dun dun dun, More basketball. What a surprise. All right, let's check some of my other channels. None of my cartoons are on yet. But guess what? Lord of the Rings is on. Which one is this? This looks like... Oh, Hugo Weaving as an elf. That means it's... Return of the King. There's always a Lord of the Ring. Just like there's always a Star War. And I guess I've got two questions about Lord of the Rings. And that is, one, how are you going to have a Lord of the Rings without Tom Bombadil? Am I right? And two, I have a hard time telling the difference between Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter because there's so many of the same actors in the movie series. Oh, is it Dumbledore the Grey? Why is Dumbledore... Wait, that's not Dumbledore, that's Gandalf. Ah, gosh, it's so confusing. Yeah, the next Harry Potter book that's coming out is called Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings. Also, why is it in Lord of the Rings that all the dwarves are apparently Scottish? In a way, this kind of makes me want to play Dungeons and Dragons. But instead, I'm going to turn back to the race. See what's going on. Because, you know, frankly, Lord of the Rings, not nearly enough dragons for me. All I'm saying is, if we had a few less rings and a few more dragons, maybe this would be worth watching without Tom Bombadil. But, come on. Come on! Also, I think I'd like to learn more about the party favors of Middle-earth. I mean, I can see the hobbits brewing the best beer, and the dwarves are probably distilling the best hard liquor. The elves are obviously a bunch of wine drinkers. Who's growing the good weed? The tree ants? Is that why they walk around so slowly and talk so slow? Oh, I tell you, if there's one thing that I wish was real from Lord of the Rings, I wish it was tree ants, because I could probably hang out with those guys for a while. The only other thing I wish was real from the Lord of the Rings is obviously dragons. I'd love it if we'd have dragons today. Just so, you know, we wouldn't be on top of the food chain. You know, I think that if there was an actual active human predator, like dragons just raiding cities every once in a while, I think people would have a greater appreciation for life itself. And maybe they wouldn't have such monstrous egos. Oh, but what do I know? More dragons, that's what I say. Well, the race is back on. But I don't feel like watching it. I need to make some more tea, so I'll just remind you real quick that you're listening to the Dubious Tree Ent Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm going to go make some tea, and while I'm doing that, you can watch the race, or you can listen to this.
Joink! The accelerated aging of John Terry, Example 2, Star Trek, The Deadly Years, Rog Courtois would have saved that!
Welcome back. You're listening to Dubious Goals Committee on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm just chilling out, kind of watching Lord of the Rings here. The cat's walking around. I don't know what she's doing. She's not watching Lord of the Rings. You know what I was just thinking? You know how we have all this horrible cross-branding going on these days where everything has to be branded to everything else? I'm specifically thinking of Lego Star Wars right now as I sit here and watch Lord of the Rings. I'm watching Lord of the Rings. I'm at the part where Albrecht steals the Rheingold from the Rhine Maidens and makes the ring. Wait, that's the wrong Lord of the Ring. Yeah, is this the one where they start playing the anvil chorus? No, wait, that's the different Lord of the Ring. Anyway, Lego Star Wars. You know, if they're going to cross-brand anything, how come they never do anything cool? I'm not saying I want Lego Lord of the Rings, because I don't. What I want is, like, Sesame Street Lord of the Rings. Okay? So maybe Big Bird is Sauron, and Cookie Monster is Gandalf the Grey. You shall not pass, nom 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 nom. And all the orcs are Elmo, and there's just thousands of Elmos, and they just are constantly getting slaughtered. You know you want to see that. Maybe Grover is Aragorn, and Ernie is Gimli. Oh God, I can't even finish this thought. And is it just me, or are there like no cats in Lord of the Rings? There's every other kind of animal. You got your dire wolves. You got plenty of horses and ponies. And there's tons of birds. There's more giant spiders than you can count. You know, and that's the other thing. Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. And when I say Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings, I'm referring to this ninth book in the series, Harry Potter and the Lord of the Rings. Well, there's a giant spider in both. And I don't understand why Dumbledore is first Dumbledore the Gray and then becomes Dumbledore the White. Oh, wait, I'm confusing my Lords of the Ring again. And where are the Valkyries? Isn't this the part where we hear dun 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 dun? No. You know, but I'm telling you, if it came down to it, Richard Wagner would beat the crap out of J.R.R.R.R.R. Tolkien. And why is it that guys who have to write Games of Thrones with dragons and rings, they're always got multiple R's in their middle names? That's not cool. Mononymy is the way to go. That's why my name is Tobe. See, here's a perfect example. Now, these guys are riding horses into battle. Why can't they be riding, you know, like giant cats? You know, I'd watch that. I'd be more inclined to be entertained by something where people are riding around a bunch of giant cats. Okay, we got this guy running around with a sword. What's his name? Siegfried? Oh, no, wait. I'm confusing my ring cycles again. This is a bad tactical move, riding into the flank that deep. Now you're surrounded, you idiot. apparently they don't know tactics in Middle Earth. Alright, I think I've had about enough of the Lord of the Ring for now. I'm going back to the NASCAR racing. Ooh, and my guy, Kyle Busch, driving the M&M's cars back up to third place. And he's 1.0 seconds back from first place. So he's got to go faster. I understand this a lot more easier than I understand Lord of the Rings. Because, first of all, driving around in a circle is pretty much a ring. So these guys are all the lords of the ring. And whoever wins is the lordest lord of all lords of the ring. And there's no Rheingold. And there's no... Wait. There's no... Yeah, the only bad part about NASCAR is there's no dragons. Also, there is no dragon car. I mean, the least you could do is have a car that's sponsored by dragons. And has some dragons on it. Maybe make it shoot flames out the front. You know, that's why I like Monster Jam. Because in Monster Jam, you can do stuff like that. Like El Toro Loco. There's a car. It's actually a truck, but it's not really. It's just a machine that's made to look like a pickup truck, but it's also made to look like a bull. So it has horns, and it has a nose, and it has a ring through its nose. And then when it goes jumping up into the air, you can see steam shoot out of the nose. I'm like, okay, that's a good idea. Now make a dragon car and shoot fire out of the nose. I mean, come on, how hard is it going to be? Okay, that's what we're going to do. When I get super rich and build my monster truck, I will do it so it looks like a dragon, and it'll be Smaug from Lord of the Rings. And it'll breathe fire. I'll have a button inside the cockpit. I can push the button and fire goes shooting out. That would be awesome. And then, of course, it'd be a big gold ring on top. Oh, this race is kind of boring me. Do-do-do-do-do. Driving around really fast. We're going to drive in a circle and not run out of gas. We're going to try to be the first to the finish line. And then we'll drink some beers. Because that's what we do. Because we're NASCAR guys. I can hang out with NASCAR guys. I get it. I'm hip. I can't hang out with Lord of the Ring guys. Also, here's another question. Why is it that the third movie of anything always has to be called Return of the Blank? Okay, this is Return of the King. And the third movie in Star Wars was Return of the Jedi. And the third movie in Rocky was Return of the Rocky. And the third movie in the Jaws series was Jaws 3, The Return of the Shark. And the third movie in... I can't think of any more trilogies. The third movie in Indiana Jones was Indiana Jones and the Return of the Indiana Jones. You know, there's a lot of horn blowing in these Lord of the Rings movies. You'd think with all of their magic and all of their, you know, magical dwarven forges and their elven skills, that you'd think they'd have come up. Here's another one. Jeez, you'd think there'd be more than one way to communicate over long distances. I mean, all of these people got is blowing horns and lighting fires at the top of mountains. You know, I wonder whose job it is to sit there on top of the mountain and wait for word to, should I light the fire? Because, you know, you got to wait for somebody to come up the mountain to tell you, okay, we got the word. Unless you're just waiting to see another fire to light the fire. I'm a fire relay guy. I sit on top of a mountain. And if I see a fire, I light a fire. Nice job. Nice Middle Earth. We got all this magic that can produce light, but we can't use the magic to produce any other energy to power stuff. We can't use the magic to communicate over long distances. We've got some misguided wizards in Lord of the Rings. You know, I don't know what Gandalf the Grey does when he's not off adventuring. And then there's that other guy, what's his name, Pendergast or whoever. He just runs around in the forest. He's the Tobe of wizards. All he does is run around in the forest and help animals and talk to animals. And that's all he does. Okay, well, where's the cool guys? Where's the Nikola Tesla of wizards who's trying to figure out how to communicate over long distances? Jeez. You got to wonder, what was this guy thinking? And when I say this guy, I mean Richard Wagner. I mean J.R.R.R.R.R. Tolkien. We had telegraphs and telegraphy in J.R.R.R.R. Tolkien's day. How come he couldn't include that in his books? It's not too tough. You know, I'd love to sit here and complain about Lord of the Rings for you some more. But I just glanced at the clock and I noticed that we're coming up on 2000 hours UTC. So that's this, okay, now they're shooting arrows, and, okay, how do you throw a spear that hard that it goes through a guy's, okay, this, I'm done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. You can listen to me every day at 19:30 complaining about Lord of the Rings and many other things, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every other day of your natural and unnatural lives. Love these Ringwraith guys, too. Flying dragons! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! More dragons! Less hobbits! Alright, I'm out of here. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Those flashes, and you'll hear more of the background noises of the relays that make the thing work.
The time is now 2000.